This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Bhupen Dubé, who is CEO of Global Advanta Seeds. We're in Orlando for Commodity Classic. So great to see you.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you for having me.
So we talked about this before we came on the air here, but for those who don't understand maybe how Advanta and Alta Seeds fit into the bigger umbrella of UPL, how does that work?
Alta Seed, some of you may have heard about, is a genetics provider for key crops like sorghum, corn, etc., and primarily operate in USA and Europe. For a strategic reason, for a historical reason, we continue with that brand, umbrella, which is part of a global Advanta Seeds company, which in turn is a part of the global UPL group company, which has a more than one dozen domain, which includes field crops, genetics, vegetable crops, genetics, which got a post-harvest technology, solid waste management, agrochemical, and few others.
We're here to talk sorghum primarily, and when we think of sorghum and Advanta, sustainability keeps popping up as well. Tell us more.
You know, it's a very interesting subject. In fact, sustainability is, in my view, is a word which is abused the most. The way the word strategy is abused the most. If you ask the meaning of sustainability to a village boy and write it down, definition, or a farmer, or somebody who's living in a town, somebody living in a city, somebody living in a metro, and you will be amazed to see variety of perspective and definition coming in. My response today right now is in the context of Commodity Classic, American growers, farmers, what sustainability means in my understanding. If I'm a farmer, and I know because my life is with a farmer, life is toughest. The segment of the society which worked the most as a farmer, which manages the highest number of uncertainties. Farmers do not have the control on many variables, unlike many sectors of the society. And the risk is increasing all the time. So if you ask me as a grower and a farmer, what is sustainability means for me? Sustainability means I must have, from my farm operation, profitability which sustain my family. Very practical, right? Any operation or definition of farming which sustain my family and a family of my cattle's living organism is what is sustainability to me. Now, of course, there are societal expectations from farmer because there is a tendency in some part of the society who are not rooted, not connected with the farmer community to malign farming. I feel agitated about it, right? Because less than 2% of the population of US engage in agriculture. Thanks to technology and hard work, 98% population does not understand the system of farming. That is a real, real pity. Yes, we have a responsibility. If there are certain practices of farming are impacting negatively societal goods like greenhouse gases, right, deterioration of the soil, depletion of water, I own that responsibility. And therefore, I'm open to any practices, a recommendation, which will help in achieving these other three goals also, besides my sustainability of my own family, I'm open to that. And that is my definition of sustainability. And that is something that echoes very well with me as a CEO of Advanta Seeds. And therefore, our approach we design, strategy we design, we are very sensitive to this definition of sustainability. And not the esoteric one. Right? Coming from a, sounds good, like poetry.
Sorghum, grown around the world. Why does it work so good in limited water situations?
I think there are enough scientific research around the world which has been done that sorghum is 70% more water efficient compared to the crop. called corn. It's a proven. Go to any agriculture university and there are enough research paper available there. So that is a crop physiology, genetics. Inherently, it's like that. And therefore, it is a reality. And we, our own research, because we are a predominantly sorghum company and tropical corn company, and our research also indicate it's a very, very sustainable, very water-efficient crop. And therefore, in a current climate scenario, it's a climate-smart crop.
You mentioned in there corn. Can we go maybe just a little further with that, looking at the input side of this, and when we compare the inputs of sorghum and the inputs of corn, what do we see?
Same way, for whether it is a water or fertilizer or agrochemical, requirement is less than half compared to corn. As simple as that. And therefore, ROI on input is much more on sorghum compared to corn. All established fact.
Last one here for you. So a lot of, you mentioned it, the genetics and the technology that goes in. Aphix? Tell us more about that.
Very interesting. In fact, sorghum is a very hardy crop compared to other crops like corn. And therefore, naturally, number of insect pest diseases relatively are less. Okay? Having said that, in 2013 and 14 in U.S., that time sorghum economy was booming. And sugarcane aphid attacked sorghum. And in 1 year, crop collapsed. There are cases where the farmers, they suffered 50-60% losses. Seed industry active in the sorghum part, as a result, were burdened with huge inventory, which lasted them 4 to 5 years compared to earlier time. So it was a very bad time. And the industry was not prepared for that kind of attack. It took some time. Maybe for us, it took nearly 2 years to come out with a product which has a genes which make the sorghum tolerant to aphid. So we are the first company in the world. We launched this product, aphid tolerant sorghum. And our marketing company, the team came out with a very good creative brand name called Aphix. So Aphix platform of technology. Under that now we have about 5 products, few more are coming up, which is giving a robustness to sorghum. And this problem is not limited to USA. This problem is in Mexico. And I was in Brazil last month. Brazilian farmer also saying the same problem. So we are now advancing launch of Aphix in those countries. And farmers are very happy with that.
I said that was the last one. Maybe one more, just as you, because you see so much of the world. What is, if you had the opportunity to just visit with some growers in the U.S., what might you tell them? Maybe it's advice, maybe it's encouragement. Just an opportunity to visit with a farmer right now in America. What would you tell him?
In fact, I don't have to imagine, because I started the day by meeting sorghum growers, right? My day started with that, and I interacted with them in detail. And we communicated each other. I learned a lot from them. And one interesting anecdote I would share with you, a farmer who was there, he has seen 80 years of farming, and he was sharing his experience that in the same farm he used to get 1,000 gallon per minute water. Father started getting 450 gallon, and his time right now, his age is 70 years, I guess, his time right now, he says he's getting 75 gallon per minute, and this is a reality of his life. And therefore, sorghum, which was a secondary crop for him, he says now, I'm considering to make it a sustainable primary crop, permanent fixture in my crop calendar. As simple as that. To my mind, this is a key message. Look at the sorghum the way you look at the corn. Sorghum, we don't expect to replace 100% corn. The market dynamics, ecosystem of the crop, which are well entrenched in corn, a lot has to happen in sorghum. But you know what? Now sorghum, which was focused on agronomic research, company like us are focusing on a trait research. As a result, you have a high-yielding sorghum, high-quality sorghum, having a trait like aphis tolerance, trait like herbicide tolerant, which was the only case available in corn, now is available in sorghum. Few more traits are coming in. Herbicide tolerant to a couple of more group of herbicide. They are coming in next 2 years' time. So now sorghum is becoming a very competitive crop. And therefore, there's a less risk for the farmer to adopt sorghum as a part of the regular cropping pattern.
So good to visit with you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your interest and your passion for sorghum. We wish you the best.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. And all the best to all your listeners for amazing year ahead.
Bhupen Dubé is CEO of Global Advanta Seeds. From the 2023 Commodity Classic in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.